How do you feel about seeing Kyle and Pierre on the other side, especially as you guys are fresh, too, coming back off a bye?
Yeah, I'm used to going against Kyle from a preseason game when he was in Cleveland, and then he was in Atlanta a couple years ago when we played down there. Pierre will be different because it has been 5 years, and all I've known in the NFL in the past has been Pierre on the Washington Redskins. So, it'll be interesting having him on the other side of especially at FedEx Field. It'll be a different experience. But I guess that's the way the league works. You know, as we've said, people move on and change happens. And, I'm rooting for both those guys as we go forward, but hopefully we can get the job done on Sunday.
And can we ask you about Cooper? How's he doing?
Oh, he's doing well. It's been a good first couple of weeks, and Julie's done a great job, and we're sleeping pretty well. So all things considered, it hasn't been too bad. I've heard, horror stories or people warning me about how tough it is, and knock on wood, that hasn't happened yet. So it's been a positive first couple of weeks.
Kirk, you learned your first couple of years under Kyle. Where have you felt yourself evolve in your game since then? How Chris just said you might have been kind of more of a nervous quarterback when you first got put in the first few games back then. What's changed or evolved in your own mindset and in your game since you worked under Kyle?
Well, I've developed every area of my game from the end of year two to now in the middle of year six. Everything from protections, audibles, understand the run game. Reads, coverage recognition, blitz recognition, just how to handle a 16-game season and how to win in this league, how to play on the road. I mean, there's so many elements of being a quarterback that as I've played, I've picked them all up. And, I feel like every year I take another step.
Was this bye week really important for you, just the emotional roller coaster of, prime time, the birth of your son? Do you feel like this was the right time for you, the bye week?
I think we were fortunate with the timing of our baby's arrival that the bye week came when it did. But it's always tough when it's so early. You prefer a bye week later in the year when it's truly a halftime of the season. But we'll take what we can get. Earlier in the year, I guess, like I said, we had the benefit with our baby. And, when you go back and look at the start of training camp and how long we've been going at it, it probably is about halfway now. So we'll take advantage of the time. We rested and got recharged, and we're ready to go now.
Do you feel like your dad's swag? We saw you post a lot on social media. Do you feel like you're getting there?
I felt like I had dad swag before I was a dad. I'm the kind of guy in high school who would wear a braided belt and cargo shorts and white socks that came up halfway up my ankles. And I was probably one step away from Velcro shoes and a visor and an oversized polo, tucked in. So, maybe even a Palm Pilot on my belt. So... actually, Kyle Shanahan, of all people, used to tell me when he saw me in my game uniform, he said, Kirk, your swag is having no swag. So that's kind of always been my vibe, and I guess I'll stick with it. But yeah, I guess I fit the dad vibe for the most part.
playing off that, that's good. I know Cooper was just born, but have you noticed a change in yourself just since he was born?
I think perspective is the thing that I've learned. When you throw a few interceptions and come home from a tough loss, I think it's going to eat at you a little less. I think when you are on top of the world after a big win, you're going to come home and realize that you're not as big of a deal as you think you are. And I think that's a healthy thing. I remember reading in Drew Brees' book, he talked about how after having his first son, that his time management was better at work because he wanted to get home and be with his son. And so he wanted to maximize his time at work and be efficient. And I think all those things come into play, and hopefully it makes me a better player. Ray Wright, our old strength coach, who's now in San Francisco, when I got married, said, I believe that you're not your best self as a player until you're married. A lot of times guys play better once they're married, and I maybe would say the same thing about having a son. I think you can maybe become an even better football player after that happens.